Jay Vandenberg. Now, Jay is the curator of the current exhibition at the South African Jewish Museum. And yes, I think we do have Jay on the line. I just want to double check. Craig, are we good to go? Okay. Jay, good afternoon to you and welcome to Chai FM.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. And thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today.
Great. Jay, just very quickly, in case anybody is joining us later on the line, you are the curator of the current exhibition at the South African Jewish Museum, and it's celebrating the works of Lippi Lipschitz and Wolf Kibble. And that's running now until March. So before we get into details, tell us about the exhibition. What's inspired it and why this particular time to showcase these works?
Right. So, as you rightly said, this is in all forms a retrospective exhibition about these two sort of modern masters, that we consider as South African artists. And it is about Wolf Kibble and Lippi Lipschitz. And the exhibition really came about with sort of realizing that the last time Wolf Kibble's work was publicly exhibited was 1976.
Okay.
And the last time that Lippi Lipschitz had a formal exhibition as well was with his retrospective, sort of in the middle 70s as well. So it's been several decades that we have not celebrated these incredible artists' legacies. And we have a problem in South Africa with keeping up and maintaining artists' legacies, as we have seen what has recently happened with the Irma Stern Museum and Trust. And this exhibition has been 2 years of research and working. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you it focuses on the very early period of what we call Palm Studios, when Wolf Kibble and Lippi Lipschitz shared a studio between 1932 and 1937.
Okay.
In 1938, Wolf very sadly passed away at the age of 35.
Wow.
The studio itself was situated on 18 Roulon Street in Cape Town.
Mm-hmm.
We are very proud, and the South African Jewish Museum is very proud to represent this exhibition. For guests that would like to come and visit, there are 212 artworks up.
Wow.
There is a good 25% of the works on exhibition that have never before been exhibited or shown in public. And it is an array of incredible sculptures, monotypes, etchings,
okay,
and then a few phenomenal masterpieces of oil painting.
Jay, okay, so between Lippi Lipschitz and Wolf Kibble, their combined works, I was saying to the listeners earlier on, I looked up their works and paintings and sculptures involved. You're very interesting. Look, I paint myself too, and I love the Impressionist movement. But that being said,
yes,
I noticed a bit of Van Gogh feel, and also combined with a bit of Dalíism coming into their works.
Well,
now, what is it that they actually intended to project there? And is there a message they're conveying in their works?
It's a very interesting thing because, you know, these were two young men,
mm-hmm,
in the very early 1930s who Wolf in particular, in my opinion, and some other art historians agree that Wolf truly is probably South Africa's greatest expressionist.
His
legacy is well known, but also sort of almost forgotten. And the whole point of that is that this troupe of men at Palm Studios, and later Lippi created a group called the New Group, including all kinds of interesting artists. It was the modernist movement. It
mm-hmm
was looking at the new. It was fighting against conservatism.
Okay.
It was also fighting against traditionalism in many sense. You know,
mm-hmm,
if you think just a decade later, the world was collapsed into a Second World War and was starting to talk about degenerate art, which both Wolf and Lippi's work would have been scrutinized under.
Yes.
And it was the modernist movement, which definitely was a European influence, you know,
mm-hmm,
and you can see, as you rightly mentioned, the influences of people like Van Gogh, but in particular the works of Chagall and Soutine,
yeah,
and Modigliani.
Mm-hmm.
And, Lippi had the great privilege in the very early 1930s to have lived in Paris. So he was definitely part of the Paris school and absorbed all of that modernism and brought it with him, that expressionist movement. And it was about looking at art through a social consciousness, but also looking at it from a modernist perspective, looking at the new, making work that said something more than just a beautiful landscape.
Right.
The conservative landscape of art that they created in South Africa, they were revolting against. They wanted something new.
Okay. Let's expand on that from a Jewish perspective. How do their works reflect the broader Jewish experience, both locally and globally for that matter?
Thing because I mean, look, we don't have enough time to talk about the concept of Jewish art and the
mm-hmm
concept of art history, but what we do know is Jews made the art world modern. I mean, this is
Right.
not an issue statement, but it is one of those things, especially when we look at the expressionist movement. I'm not denouncing all of the other magnificent artists, but
Sure.
if we look at the like great expressionist movements and the Paris School, when we look at Modigliani, we look at Chaim Soutine, we look at Chagall, we look at the other great Lipschitz, which was Jacques Lipschitz, the sculptor. These all happen to be Jewish artists and all in the diaspora. And in the South African canon as well, we're looking at Wolf Kibble, we're looking at Lippi Lipschitz, we're looking at Irma Stern. And what is interesting in our exhibition, I do have a very wall dedicated that vehemently depicts Jewish life and Jewish identity through these artists' works, but in a modernist material, where
Okay.
they depict things like Hanukkah, they depict the three sages, they will depict what they would call a Jewish wedding or a Russian wedding. Lippi also has a fantastic drawing, looking at sort of Eastern European Jewish mythology. There's a
Okay.
fantastic drawing of a golem. And quite often, I think within the art history and especially within the auction houses, these works would be sold as something like a Russian wedding. Meanwhile, there is a synagogue and a chuppah. And it would never be called a Jewish wedding,
Right.
because they need to expand this. So it's the interesting thing, especially with Lippi Lipschitz's work, where so many of the sculptures, it might be a formal sculpture of a mother and child, but the work is called Tree of Life. He sort of touches on Psalm of Psalms. There is biblical references in the work, and I think it's also a very modern Jewish identity from the turn of the 20th century, where I think that's why there was not only like artists and painters and sculptors, but there were also particularly architects who brought in modernist architecture into
Right.
South Africa, and the prevalent of these people were Jewish people. And for us, it's always the idea of sort of not letting the past go, but having to build a new life, which so many Jewish people in the diaspora has to do and has done.
Indeed.
And I think the modernist movement vehemently spoke to them, in bridging a new life and creating a new life for themselves.
Yeah, Jay, one wonders about, what kind of shall we say, discussion around this exhibition? What do you hope it'll spark within the Jewish community, especially younger visitors who may be encountering these artists for the first time? Based on what you've just mentioned, in actual fact, what you just touched on now answered a question I wanted to ask earlier about, the listeners. Many listeners have actually reflected, or rather expressed, a deeply invested continuity and legacy. No, in this kind of excess. So how does the exhibition contribute to preserving Jewish heritage for the next generation? You've touched on that. But particularly now for younger visitors who may be encountering these artists for the first time, what do you think this could, what could this inspire? What could this, shall we say, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm sorry, I'm just going through a mental block here. What could it promote? I cannot believe it took me that long to get to that word, but yes. So,
It is the concept of, for me at least, it's celebrating these two great artists as South African master modernists in their own right. But also in a space like the Jewish Museum, we are also able, and proudly so, to celebrate their Jewish identity. And looking at the culture and heritage where they came from. For example, someone like Lippi Lipschitz vehemently speaks in an article that he wrote in 1962 that his love for making 3D objects came from growing up with his grandfather, that was, a ritual synagogue carver and painter and bookbinder.
Right.
And these kind of sort of traditional crafts. That inspired him to later to become literally the father of South African modernism, as Irma is the mother of modernism. And for us, it's the whole point of sort of sparking life back into these artists' legacies and heritage, and
Okay.
having a younger generation come in and understand. If you have young people today at Michaelis, for instance, making contemporary art, it is thanks to artists like Wolf Kibble and Lippi Lipschitz, who fought so hard against sort of traditionalism and classical art in a
Right.
very conservative way, to be able today, where they are today, to make modern contemporary works and understanding where we come from and where we are today. We have a problem in South Africa with the legacies of artists and what we do with them. We've just seen what has happened to the Irma Stern Museum and how quickly a legacy can almost be taken away from us. And it's important for the public to go and see these works that we don't forget these two men's contribution to the South African art world.
Indeed. Jay, it's time to wrap up. I just wish we could continue with this chat, but okay, a number of questions within a question I've got for you. So firstly, our listeners, where can they see the exhibition? How long is it running for? And why this is one exhibition they shouldn't miss? And do you intend having another one besides this exhibition? Sorry, you'd say there was a
Well,
four-prong
no,
question there.
all good. So, Palm Studios, Wolfgebuhr and Lippi Lipschitz is currently open at the South African Jewish Museum at 88 Hatfield Street here in Cape Town. And the
Okay.
exhibition is running until the end of March 2026. I'm also proud to say that we have a full hardcover exhibition catalogue, which we are very proud of. It has biographies of the artists. We also have two magnificent South African art historians, Hayden Proud and Anna Tietze, that have written critical academic essays about the artist's work. Philippa Duncan has contributed essays on monotypes and the circle of friends of the artist, and there's also a full illustrated plate of every single work that is on exhibition. Some of them have never been published, these works, and some of these works have never been published in color. What is important for people to come and see is that it has been more than 50 years that these
Wow.
artists have been properly exhibited. It's also the first time that they have been exhibited together
Okay.
in one space. And also, for the people that don't know, I encourage them to come and see these great South African masterworks. And also, for the people who know Wolf and Lippi and who know their works, you will see works that have never been exhibited to the public before.
Indeed. Jay, I guess also it's very straightforward. Just go to the South African Jewish Museum website, I guess, and it'll have all these details regarding the
Absolutely.
exhibition
We will
and
also
what.
have scheduled walkabouts that you can find on
Great.
curatorial walkabouts that I will be doing. All the dates are on the South African Jewish Museum website as well.
Jay, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on the Home Run. Jay Vandenberg, who is the curator of the current exhibition at the South African Jewish Museum. This celebrates the works of Lippi Lipschitz and Wolf Kibble and runs from now until March. As I just confirmed with Jay, you can go to the South African Jewish Museum website and it will give you all the details regarding this event.